So it's generally associated with reduced total sleep time, and we have talked about that already. It's associated with sleep fragmentation. I will discuss that in a minute. Low slow wave activity. This was Dr. Tesali's experiment with the diabolical sounds coming into the room. And then it has intermittent hypoxia, which in itself is also deleterious to glucose tolerance. And in this slide, I'm just summarizing the findings of three different laboratory studies, two from Johns Hopkins and Dr. Tesali's study, where different components of obstructive sleep apnea were mimicked in the laboratory in healthy young subjects. So in this study, Punjabi and Stamatakis induced all-stage sleep fragmentation, not specific to slow-wave sleep, and also showed a reduction of incident sensitivity. And then Punjabi and others did a study in awake subjects, but 5 hours of intermittent hypoxia as compared to normoroxia, and showing again a decrease of insulin sensitivity. I want to just give you a little, you know, these changes are typical 25% decrease in insulin sensitivity. So for a normal, healthy, lean person, a 25% decrease of insulin sensitivity will occur with about a 10 kilo weight gain. So it's not a small change, it's a big change. The same team at Hopkins examined then in patients, non-diabetic patients, using this intravenous glucose tolerance test, the impact of obstructive sleep apnea on insulin sensitivity. So this is a cross-sectional laboratory studies.